From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news. Uranium President Petro Poroshenko said Friday there has been a gradual de-escalation in the fighting with Russian-backed separatists in the east. Ukraine and the separatists signed a ceasefire last month in Minsk and promised to withdraw their heavy weapons. Despite frequent shelling, observers say the truce has generally been holding. Head of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency says the Islamic State group is well-armed and financed but not invincible. John Brennan told the Council on Foreign Relations in New York Friday that the militants pose a threat of attacks to the U.S.
ISIL is well-armed and well-financed. Its fighters are disciplined, committed, and battle-hardened. Left unchecked, the group would pose a serious danger not only to Syria and Iraq, but to the wider region and beyond, including the threat of attacks in the homeland of the United States and the homelands of our partners. This will be a long-term struggle. ISIL will not be rolled back overnight.
But Brennan said the U.S.-led coalition airstrikes have softened many of the Islamic State forces and that there are serious signs that their engine is suffering. Meantime, in Iraq, government forces pressed on with their offensive to retake Tikrit from the Islamic State militants, which have reportedly begun to lose ground. U.S. and Cuban officials will launch a third round of talks on Monday, the process of restoring diplomatic relations. Two sides last met here in Washington in late February. Negotiators have been discussing issues that include reopening embassies in Washington and Havana. U.S. imposed a trade embargo on Cuba in 1960 and closed its embassies the following year. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Egypt's Arab neighbors and international partners, including the United States, gathered in the Sinai Resort hometown of Sharm el-Sheikh Friday to pledge economic and moral support for rebuilding Egypt's economy. Edward Uranian reports.
President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi opened the economic conference with a pledge to reform and modernize the workings of Egypt's economy and appealed to international allies to invest in his country's future prosperity. He said his government was aiming to create 6% economic growth over the next 5 years to build jobs and cut unemployment to 10%. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry pledged American support for Egypt's bid to reform and rebuild its economy, saying the country's future political success depends on strong economic growth. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Former Maldives President Mohamed Nasheed has been sentenced to 13 years in prison on a conviction of terrorism. Three-judge panel ruled Friday the country's first democratically elected president ordered the illegal arrest of a chief justice when he was in office in January of 2012. Mr. Nasheed's supporters say the trial was politically motivated to prevent him from running against the incumbent president, Yamin Abdul Qayyum, in the 2018 election. In reaction, the U.S. State Department issued a statement Friday expressing concern that the trial was conducted in a manner contrary to Maldivian law and concerns regarding the lack of impartiality and independence of the judges. Pope Francis marked the second anniversary of his election on Friday. And he thanked everyone for the warm welcome and asked for all to pray for him. Commemorating his anniversary on Friday, the 78-year-old Pope also announced what he called an extraordinary Holy Year of Mercy. The year will begin on December 8th and will focus on the theme of mercy. An American health worker infected with Ebola while working in Sierra Leone has been admitted to the National Institutes of Health Hospital outside Washington for treatment. Patient is said to be in serious condition. World Health Organization says Ebola has killed more than 10,000 people, most of them in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. At least 24,340 people have been infected with the disease since the West African outbreak began in December of 2013. And winds from a devastating typhoon that blew through Vanuatu are beginning to subside today, revealing widespread destruction and unconfirmed reports of dozens dead.
That's the latest world news from VOA.